It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What we're talking about is just an open-ended question to all of you. What's bugging you about the Golden State Warriors right now? Because you could go just about anywhere. My answer was, I get why they're saying it, but it's tiring to hear the parade of, well, the other team gets up for the Warriors, we get their best shot, somebody goes off, or my favorite catch-all, we weren't ready to play. I don't even know what that means. Like, I know how fans process it. We point right at the head coach and go, why didn't you give them your win one for the Gipper speech
exactly.
That got everybody inspired so they could jump out of their shoes and play great? But that's not what NBA basketball looks like. There are no pregame inspirational Newt Rockne speeches. That's not what a game looks and sounds like on a Tuesday night. Like, these are 30-something-year-old men. Yeah, some 20-something-year-old men, but making millions of dollars, and you go out there and you have a game plan and you try to execute it. And the Warriors had their uniforms. They were on time. They had their shoes. The announcers announced them. They all went out on the floor. Therefore, they were ready to play. I thought there was only one comment from anyone with the Warriors that actually, to me, was a real thing after the game. And it was this from Jimmy Butler.
I'm definitely need 30 back. But we want them to be right. We're still expected to win. We got to put up a better effort than what we put up the last two games. But if he's back, I think it's a little bit different.
Okay, that's it. We need Steph Curry back.
But we need to put up a better effort than we did the last two nights.
Of course.
And that's the part that I'm fixated on. And yes, of course you need one of the greatest players ever in the history of the association. Yeah, of course you need him to play to be at your best. But short of that, you got to show up, especially in these first quarters where you come out and you can't hit a shot, you can't get a stop, and you fall behind again for how many games in a row now where the first quarter just gets away from you and you're chasing it now and you're chasing it without 30, who is the number one guy who can help you come back. He's a 9-0 run waiting to happen on three straight possessions.
I mean, by the way, we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco, and all of us here at 95.7 The Game, just thrilled to have Laughing Monk along and involved in what we're all doing. Great place to go watch games, and we got a run of a lot of games here. The Madness is back starting tomorrow. We'll be over at Splash, but Laughing Monk, great place to get some food, some drink, and check out basketball, whether it's Warriors College or, heck, anything else. Right, so sure, there's the Steph Curry part of it. But here's kind of what I'm getting at. I don't think you can come out of a game like last night and start talking about we weren't ready or we weren't focused or we played poorly or our effort wasn't there. All those, to me, those are all buzzwords. I look at it more through this lens. This was on TNT. This was anticipated from the moment you got traded here. People started circling this game. You got totally smacked in the mouth in your last game on Saturday in Atlanta, and you are fully aware that the standings could not be any tighter. So if you're going to gather all those facts up and tell me that you weren't ready to play, then something's wrong with you. Like, something's really, really wrong with you. Like, you need a therapist. I'm not kidding.
Maybe a motivational speaker.
If you're not ready to play, you need a therapist. You need an intervention. What the hell kind of a response is that to, we're in Miami, game two of a road trip that's gotten off to a terrible start. People are lined up outside to boo Jimmy Butler. Pat Riley's in the building and Jimmy hates him. And oh, by the way, you're down your best player. And that's what you're going to give us after the game? We weren't ready? Well, the other team tries really hard because the Warriors are here.
Exactly.
What?
Well,
you need to be shaken if that's the problem.
I guess it's the problem because he said that that's the problem. And if that really is where we are, and I understand that it's been a long year, and that was game 72 of 82, and you're probably tired, and you flew cross country to play Atlanta, and they stuck it to you, and now you had a couple nights off to rest up and get ready for Miami, and you know everybody was ramped up, and Draymond even said it on his podcast. Oh yeah, Jimmy's going to be on 10. Jimmy's going to be at 10, and I know Jimmy, and he's going to be a 10 on the readiness meter. And then you come out, and Jimmy's at about a 4, and Draymond's at about a 4, and everybody for the most part was just kind of, you know, they're out there playing, but you didn't feel the urgency watching it, and they fell behind again, and they had a quick rally, and you mentioned it, after they got within 8, late in the third quarter, Miami actually went on a 10-0 run over the end of the third and then the beginning of the fourth, and they put it back to 18, and it was night-night.
Yeah, I'm just like, go through all the comments that we heard. You know, here's Steve Kerr.
You know, it wasn't our best stuff, clearly. You know, we couldn't make a shot. 9 for 38. They go 17 for 25. I just give them credit. You know, we played very poorly, but, you know, it's not like, you know, we were throwing the ball around the gym. We had some shot clock violations because they played great defense. We didn't connect the game very well, and they just lit it up. Spo had them ready to play, as we would expect, you know, given the circumstances, you know, with Jimmy coming back. And they were ready, and they knocked everything down early, and we missed everything, and we were playing upstream the whole game.
Okay, so like, even listen to Steve, he's like, well, it's not like we were just turning the ball all over the place. Okay, Steve, like, do you want to know what, like, seemingly none of them will get to, is just like, we were thoroughly outplayed and seemingly just don't have the energy for this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I don't know what else.
Well, they're not ever going to say that,
right?
And he did
That's
say.
That's my point.
He did give Coach Spo credit, you know, Eric Spoelstra for having his team ready, and they did knock down a lot of shots early. But you know, in general, when you watch the game, yeah, they didn't turn it over a lot, but when they had the ball, they didn't put it in the basket either. So yeah, you didn't have a lot of turnovers. You didn't have a lot of assists because he couldn't make shots. And defensively, they had a lot of open shots and they knocked him down. And that's why you got run out of the gym, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're classy and they're professional. So, like, they don't want to do a press conference that basically has four words, which is what they could do if they really wanted to get real. Steph Curry didn't play.
Yeah.
Well, what about that, Coach? We're not very good without him. We're just not. And who knows? Like, they're too veteran-laden of a team for Steve to have that kind of a press conference. That's kind of a college or a high school type of a response, right, where you're trying to get something extra out of those guys. Listen to this. This one's a fascinating one. Anthony Slater asked him about their offensive issues.
Beyond just, obviously, as you mentioned, just missing shots, what problems do you feel like need to be solved offensively right now?
Well, you know, we're having to sort of make some decisions based on spacing, you know, and without Steph. And so the decision I made tonight was to start Gary in order to guard Hero, and I thought he did a really good job on him early. And so I like the game was the way the game went in the first quarter. For the most part, we just couldn't make anything. So I'll look at the tape, but I liked a lot of the looks we got early in the game. Some nights they don't go in. I'm very confident, you know, with what we're doing, because over the last whatever 20 games since we've had Jimmy, we're a top five offensive team. So tonight wasn't our night, but I'm very confident that we'll be fine Friday.
How about that?
I mean, he was struggling to find the right way to get started to explain it. And I think you said it on our show thread earlier, like, the real answer is, I don't know who to play, or I can't play who I want to play, and so I'm kind of just throwing it against the wall now.
We're not very good when Steph Curry's not on the team.
Right. And you've got too many guys offensively who aren't threats.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about the three-point shooting, and you could look up and down the lineup, and a lot of those guys you shouldn't expect to be able to shoot the three.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.